Good morning and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Monday, the 6th of June. Well, over the weekend, the Pope was in Croatia, and as part of his visit, he addressed 50,000 young people gathered in Zagreb's Ban Josip Jelačić Square. Here's the full story from Vatican Radio.
Durante gli anni della prima guerra mondiale si trova di fronte alla distruzione.
Pope Benedict encouraged the youth of Croatia to follow Christ and the teachings of the Church, following the example of Blessed Ivan Mrs. The Pope was speaking during a prayer vigil near Jelačić Square in Zagreb. The Lord Jesus, the Holy Father said, is not a teacher who deceives his followers. He tells us clearly that walking by his side calls for commitment and personal sacrifice, but it's worth the effort. Dear young friends, do not be misled by attractive promises of easy success and lifestyles that favor the appearance at the expense of the interior. Do not yield to the temptation of putting all your trust in possessions and material things while abandoning the search for the truth, which is always greater, which guides us like a star high in the heavens to where Christ would lead us. Let it guide you to the very heights of God. In the springtime of your youth, you can find support in the witness which so many of the Lord's disciples gave in their own days by treasuring the newness of the gospel in their hearts.
Later, he addressed members of civil society and warned that Europe is doomed if it doesn't rediscover the true meaning of conscience.
The conscience of the person is the key to cultural development in view of the common good. The Church wants to form consciences and so contribute to the construction and growth of society. This was just one of the issues Pope Benedict XVI addressed at the National Theater in Zagreb, Croatia, where he spoke on Saturday afternoon to representatives of culture and academia, civil society, and leaders of other religions and Christian denominations. Taking, for example, the work of the Croatian Jesuit Ruder Josip Boskovic, who lived in the 18th century and was founder of the Catholic University, Benedict XVI stressed the importance of acting for the common good. If conscience, according to the prevailing modern opinion, is reduced to the realm of the subjective, to which are relegated religion and morality, the crisis in Western Europe has no remedy, and Europe is destined for involution. If the conscience is rediscovered as a locus of listening to the truth and goodness, a space of responsibility before God and fellow human beings, which is a bulwark against dictatorship, then there is hope for the future.
In other news, a pair of Franciscan identical twins have died hours apart this week at the age of 92. Professed friars in the Order of Friars Minor for 65 years, they spent much of that time working together at St. Bonaventure University in New York, doing carpentry work, gardening, and driving visitors to and from the airport and around town. Both died of heart failure. It really is almost a poetic ending to the remarkable story of their lives, said St. Bonaventure spokesman Tom Missel. Stunning when you hear it, but hardly surprising given that they did almost everything together. Julian and Adrian Reister were born Jerome and Irving on the 27th of March 1919 to a couple who already had five daughters. Eventually, they joined the Friars of Holy Name Province in New York City. They received separate assignments before reuniting at the seminary at St. Bonaventure from 1951 to 1956. After serving parishes in Buffalo for 17 years, they returned to St. Bonaventure in 1973 and spent the next 35 years there. Funeral services are scheduled for Monday at St. Mary Our Lady of Grace Church in St. Petersburg. The brothers will be buried together at Calvary Cemetery in Clearwater, Florida. And finally, on the 29th of June, the Pope will celebrate his 60th anniversary as an ordained priest. To join in on the celebration, the Congregation for the Clergy is inviting Catholics from all over the world to offer 60 hours of Eucharistic adoration in honour of the clergy and priestly vocations. American bishops have organised several days of prayer for vocations in gratitude for the example and service of Pope Benedict XVI. The meeting will end on the 1st of July when the World Day of Prayer for Priests takes place. Benedict XVI became a priest nearly 60 years ago. He became a bishop 34 years ago and was elected pope 6 years ago in 2005. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.